West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Harrelson County's fire chief acknowledging a lieutenant in his department who, while off duty last week, potentially saved the life of a local resident as well as her home and belongings. Fire Chief Corey Myrick says it was a bad situation, but due to the quick actions of Matt Williams, he made a huge difference in at least one Cashtown Road resident's life.
So Lieutenant Williams was off duty working his private mobile detail business, and he was on smoke, looked up, some smoke was coming out of the backyard, and he just originally thought, you know, the homeowner's burning leaves in the backyard, but got a notice of the smoke turning black. So he walked around back, you know, check on the situation, and the back of the house was on fire. So he immediately ran into the house and got the lady to exit the home. She was unaware of the fire.
Myrick says Williams is currently the department's youngest lieutenant.
He pulled around back with his truck with his pressure washer and extinguished the fire for her, which in turn potentially saved her life and definitely saved her home and her belongings and made a huge impact in her life. We have a good group of guys, or a good group of employees and first responders in Harrelson County, not just in fire, but law enforcement, all the police departments, sheriff's office, 911, and EMS. And I'm just really proud of those guys as a whole.
And Myrick says he will present Williams with an award of recognition at the Harrelson County Board of Commissioners meeting in March. Well, Monday begins Georgia's Severe Weather Preparedness Week, and today the focus is on family preparedness. Here's Graddock Communications weather tracker Kevin Hemphill.
It's important to develop a plan to ensure that everyone is ready when severe weather strikes. First, make a kit of the items you will need and have it easily accessible in case you have to take action. Visit ready.gov for a downloadable emergency supply kit checklist. Second, make sure each family member knows exactly what to do before, during, and after severe storms, and practice the plan. Third, be informed. Have multiple ways to get warnings. Ensure that wireless emergency alerts are turned on for all of your mobile devices, and have a NOAA weather radio in case cell service fails. Finally, stay updated. Tune in to your favorite Graddock Communications radio station for continuous and hyperlocal severe weather coverage during any major severe weather event.
And tomorrow, Kevin will promote thunderstorm safety, explaining the difference between a thunderstorm watch and a thunderstorm warning. And the cities of Temple, Villarica, and Carrollton hosting the first of three required public hearings this week ahead of plans to opt out of the statewide floating homestead tax exemption approved by voters in November of last year. Temple's first hearing is tonight at 6 p.m. at the Temple Senior Center. Villarica's hearing is Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the City of Villarica Municipal Courtroom. And Carrollton's first hearing is this Thursday at 1 o'clock in the first floor courtroom of the Public Safety Annex. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.